Fasting is a weapon. It's used to exert pressure to bring a decision. Now, great decisions are not easily obtained. There is an adversary, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. The believer is involved in conflict. Prayer is for battle, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And the Word adds fasting to prayer. It is further leverage. It is pleasing to God, and Satan hates it. It's a combination of power. Every believer is at times frustrated at his or her impotence. I want to accomplish something in faith, and I cannot. You cannot do the things that ye would. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary, the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. I need an ally that will take sides against the flesh. And fasting is such an ally. It drafts time and energy on the side of the Holy Spirit. So many problems are flesh problems. Sickness, lukewarmness, financial rebellion, marital struggle. They become real battles. And they can never be won by wishful thinking. Victory will demand maximum effort, and such effort must enlist every available gear. This kind, said Jesus, goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. It's a very simple predicate, but one that needs to be constantly reviewed. The whole man is involved. You sin and serve with the whole man. You trust and triumph with the whole man. And I pray God's your whole spirit and soul and body, said St. Paul. The physical is never a continent apart. It is involved in every spiritual victory. It is the temple of the Spirit. It has powers. It can mobilize for righteousness, just as it has propensities for evil. The great spiritual warrior recognizes this. God chose to resolve the problem of sin within the arena of the body. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. Now, it is the majestic physical commitment of Jesus Christ that brings me to the communion with new respect. This is my body. It served as an uncompromising vehicle for the will of God, yet the option was there. Jesus would always say, my body. He might have turned it in another direction. He used it for one thing alone, the will of God. It was through the body that sin first entered. Thus, through the body, an atonement is made. I must find victory here, or I cannot enjoy victory. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, said St. Paul, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. A body that is consecrated to God in spiritual service is acceptable unto God. Such acceptance allows benefits otherwise withheld. Now, how can I make my body acceptable unto God? There are many ways. Keep it undefiled is one way. If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. Modesty is always acceptable to God. In modest apparel and sobriety, the body is given for service, mister. It is never to be worshipped. Likewise, fasting, the temporary denial to things temporal for the better things, things eternal, is acceptable to God. The flesh must support the soul and the spirit. Paul made this a spiritual exercise. It was important to his effectiveness. I keep under my body and bring it into subjection. The body will take command unless it is so disciplined, and the flesh, pampered and exalted, will instigate rebellion. It resents and resists the cross. The appetite level of life is the basement level of living, and only an infant justifies such level. Duty level is the tower level of living. Duty requires self-denial. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself. And it doesn't come easy or naturally. It is rigorous and applied daily, and take up his cross and follow me. There is a hunger and a thirst that God recognizes and blesses. Solomon expresses a fear of undisciplined appetite, lest I be full and deny thee, and say, who is the Lord? The will must be employed. Jesus said, I seek the will of my Father. Paul had to withstand the pressure of well-meaning brethren. What mean ye, to weep and to break mine heart? And when he would not be persuaded, we cease saying, the will of the Lord be done. Paul said his prayer partner, Epaphras, had this in mind for the believers, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that ye may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. Now, fasting is a spiritual exercise toward this end. It strengthens and conditions the will. It is one of the quickest and most available means at hand to reveal how much or how little authority I have over my body. I must have that authority, or I cannot be victor. Jesus employed the fast. His mighty victory over Satan followed a 40-day fast. It brought him into complete unity. That was the combination that blitzed the devil. Then the devil leaveth him. Jesus warned that days of stress and strain lay ahead, and that his disciples would need and employ the weapon of fasting. Can the children of the bride chamber mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken from them, and then shall they fast. Fasting does not acquire merit. It strengthens determination. Notable among those who have used this discipline is Esther. The days were as evil as those of Hitler. There is not much to choose between Haman and Hitler. Both determined to erase Israel. Esther summoned these reserves. Go, gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise, and so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law, and if I perish, I perish. It was a great victory. And history of earth was rewritten at Nineveh. Again the fast was employed. The emperor proclaimed, let neither man or beast, herd or flock, taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily unto God. Yea, let them turn every one from his evil way and from the violence that is in their hands. Who can tell if God will turn and repent and turn away from his fierce anger that we perish not? It was an all-out effort. Man organized Lent seasons may provide reduction in weight and blood cleansing aid to general health, but are ineffective spiritually. Jeremiah deals with this. Thus saith the Lord unto his people, thus have they loved to wander, they have not refrained their feet. Therefore the Lord doth not accept them, and he will now remember their iniquity and visit their sins. Then said the Lord unto me, pray not for this people for their good. When they fast, I will not hear their cry. I will not accept them. On the other hand, Zechariah has this encouragement. The fast shall be to the house of Judah joy and gladness. The sense of spiritual achievement is a greater relish than food or drink. I never fast to be menial. I fast to pursue the will of God. That will becomes my meat and drink. Jesus tells me what to do. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thine head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. The believer must employ the fast as he does the hymn of praise, the communion, the comfort of the Holy Spirit, and the Word of God. They strengthen him. You and I need this strength in the days prior to Christ's return. Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, so that the day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. The child of God must keep in shape. Otherwise, he is no match for the adversary. The believer who is alert will live soberly and righteously and godly in this present world system. Fasting cannot supplant faith, mister. Jesus pinpointed a Pharisee who bragged that he fasted twice in the week. It only added to his self-righteousness. He could have added, I bathe on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I bank on Friday. I trim my hedges every third Monday. I take my exercises every morning at 6. Fasting is a physical discipline that can be used to multiply my prayer and faith efforts. It says no to the flesh and yes to the spirit. Fasting will have a spiritual connotation only when you head into battle with the adversary, when you dig in, and you will not be denied. Fasting will add leverage to your prayers. Now, there are strongholds of hell we need to storm, and there are spiritual reserves we need to call upon for victory. You can be that kind of believer, a winner. I believe this year is going to be the best and the biggest evangelistic year we have enjoyed in this network fellowship. Thousands are rediscovering the work, the office, and the person of the third person, and that makes a Book of Acts movement possible. The Lord has His table spread, so head toward His hospitality in these next 10 seconds. This long, long altar where we meet stretches towards your brother and your sister. Thousands are kneeling with us as one of the mightiest stations on earth, the Great Ceylon Station, makes these moments possible. And great African stations take this same broadcast altar and stretch it across that continent. And our friends of many, many years in Manila make it possible for thousands in the nation of the Philippines to seek God with us. The long, long altar is a place of power, so wrap yourself in this strength. Heavenly Father, there is a crowd of us. We deal in many manners of dress. Our complexions differ. We are loyal to individual citizenships, but there is no difference in human need. I bring to thee many who have lost the way. They have been deceived and injured by sin. And this is the happy moment of rescue and repair. Many of us have personal problems for which we cannot find answers, so we need thy help. We love thee, Jesus Christ. And we confess and profess on every continent on earth that thou art the only begotten Son of God. We believe we are saved from all that condemns by this heart confession. Amen. And now there is work and minister for me to accomplish as your evangelist. I am the servant of God. I am sensitive in this sacred moment to the weariness and the bed sores of a patient among us who has been confined to bed for many weeks, unable to sit up or change position to a wheelchair. The agony and misery have grown, and you've cried in the dark and lonely hours, O God, have you forgotten me? Well, the answer, friend, is no. He has not forgotten you. He guaranteed that you should not be tested beyond endurance. And so now, that you may know that He remembers you and loves you, you will be able to sit up within the next 24 hours and even enjoy a change of position to a wheelchair. God's presence at the long, long altar ensures these gifts of mercies. Let's thank Him. Now, this has been another meeting of the largest charismatic fellowship upon earth, the Revival Time people. We believe in the message of our Savior. We act in His name and by His authority, and we're so glad to have you with us. We simply ask you to believe and to practice with us daily that it is not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith